Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're talking about my top 10 favorite albums of all time. Here's one of them. And the Heartbreakers coming off like a motherfucker. L-A-M-F. All right, the only studio album by Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Yes, so we are here today on
Pogo City Radio
talking about my top 10 favorite albums of all time. I'm stealing this from Facebook, but you know, just trying to. Normally, Pogo City Radio doesn't have a topic. It's just people partying and telling you to come to the next shows, but you know, not really going on anymore. So I'm trying to think. Sometimes we'll do a topic. Sometimes I just tell old fucking stories, which I enjoy them. Reminiscing. But yeah, today we're talking about my top 10 albums. And I want to be very clear. These are in no particular order. I refuse to rank them. I will say the top five, however, is definitely the top five. I'm not ranking those top five, but the top five are certain. Because if you ask me what my top five favorite albums are, I can rattle them off in no time. 6 through 10, I'm like, should I put this one or that one? You know what I'm saying? But the first five are the real legit. And actually, if you saw that video that Spin Me Round put up when I was in their new store, they were asking me about my favorite albums, and I listed the same five favorite albums. But we're going to go to 10 today. Like I said, that was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Like a Motherfucker. Now, if we're only going to play 10 albums, I feel like I'm going to play two songs, an album, because we're only going to play the bands that I'm putting in my countdown. So why don't we get to another classic off that album? Here's Chinese Rocks.
Somebody call me on the phone. Hey, hey, hey.
right, that was our second track of Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers LAMF album, Chinese Rocks. Now, let's get to my second, not my second favorite album of all time, the second favorite album I am playing on the show. We're going to get to the Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Motherfucking Snotty. How could we not? How could we not? I mean, I know they're an Ohio band, but they're like a transient New York band. You know what I'm saying? I love the Dead Boys. They are the attitude and image and sound and everything that I want and need, especially when you look at the 70s CBGB scene. Like, I'm sorry, I love the CBGB scene, of course, but the Dead Boys, they're the best out of that. The Ramones and the Dead Boys, you know what I mean? Like, bands like Blondie, the Talking Heads, I don't really give two fucking shits, all right? You know what I'm saying? But, like, I love the Ramones. The Ramones are on this countdown as well, of course. And, but the Dead Boys just had the attitude, man. They had the attitude, the antics, the implosion, you know what I mean? Short-fused, stiff. Cheetah, Young, Loud, and Snotty. Says it all right there. And this one's for the two sluts in the room. Jess and Renee. Here's Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth.
Shatter your tire. You lost never back from retire. From a chair run away to a barrack queen. You stop a girl, your sweet 16. Everyone knows you a cow with a meat in your mouth. Said everyone knows you a cow with a meat in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Look. On a one-way street, bent down with every dead meat. But stripping in a dancing in about some dance for the latest sensation in town. But while you're performing on your leopard skin sheet, the room is all keeping the beat. If they were sleep with the meat between your cavities, they're gonna catch you while on the knees. Everyone knows you a cat with a meat in your mouth.
Dead Boys, Caught with the Meat in Your Mouth, coming off Young, Loud, and Snotty. Now, we're going to get to another one off of these albums, and FYI, these are my favorite two songs to fuck to.
Can I just I may have f***ed up here.
At least it was just like the last like millisecond of the song. But yes, that was the Dead Boys coming off Young, Loud, and Snotty with All This and More. Let's just keep these tracks rolling. I know you guys were waiting for the appearance of this next band on the show. And yeah, of course, we got some Blank 77 coming up next. But FYI, I do not follow the trend of Killer Blanks, the first full length. That's the best album. No, that album is great. I love that album. No, the best album is Tanked and Pogoed by far, hands down, bar none. I'm going to read you all the tracks on this album. All right, here we go. Losing My Brain. Great, right there. We got to play that one. One of my all-time favorites. Void, No One Cares, Dog, Watch You Drown, Burn It Down, I Don't Want to Be, Suburbia, I Want to Be a Punk, Hit and Run, Up the System, Give Me Speed, Drag, Static, and Crash and Burn, which I believe Tim has no recollection of ever playing or recording, but it's a great one. And that is the best Blanks 77 album there is. I will fight you. I am the biggest fan. I know it. I listen to it more than you. I don't care. I remember when I was the only person with a Blank 77 tattoo. Now there's more. I had it first, bitches. I had it first, and I listened to it more. Fuck you. Here's Losing My Brain by Blank 77.
All aboard!
All right, that was Losing My Brain, the first track of Tanked and Pogoed, and the first track that Blank 77 should open all their sets with. Thank you. Thank you. Now, what Renee says in the chat, in the live chat, remember, you guys can get in on the live chat. Go over to pogocity.stream or get that Podbean app and go follow Pogo City Radio. You guys can listen to the show live, get in on the conversation, typing-wise, make requests. You can even call in. But yeah, Renee says she doesn't need to listen to these songs, and I said, well, Mike probably should, but maybe he'll learn the words. Now, you know what? We're going to play. There's so many great songs on this album, but since I feel like this one's kind of forgotten, here's Crash and Burn.
Da da da!
1977, coming off Tanks and Payload, the second LP was Crash and Burn. So we played the first song and the last song. It started it and ended it right. And it's great through the middle, too. It's great through the middle. Great through the middle. All right. So who are we getting to next? So we've done Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers Like a Motherfucker, Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty, Blank 77, and yes, how could the album that my daughter is named after, well, a song on the album that my daughter's named after, how could that not be in the top five? So, of course, we are talking about the Ramones. So the album being Rocket to Russia. Now, that's a fun one. Kind of like a little bit like the opposite of Blank 77. Like, there's only three choices. You know what I mean? Fucking the Ramones got a fuck ton of choices of what you can say your favorite album is. Now, of course, and I agree somewhat, a lot of people want to say the first one. That is a great album. I'm not going to argue. I am going to argue if you say it's better than Rocket to Russia, though. I go Rocket to Russia, then the first one. And I feel a lot of one that a Ramones album a lot of people forget about that's got some good songs on it. Pleasant Dreams, that's another good one, but doesn't hold a candle next to Rockets. And Leave Home, also good, but I don't know. I'd say in this order of Ramones albums, Rocket to Russia, the self-titled, and then probably Pleasant Dreams. But we're going to play some tracks off Rocket to Russia. And I feel like, I mean, I know this one is kind of trendy, but it is literally one of my all-time favorite songs. And it's one of the reasons that this qualifies to be my favorite album. Now, remember, as I said, the Ramones have many albums, and I'm scrolling through all of them trying to find Rockets. All right, here we are. Here is the Ramones with Rockaway Beach.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rockaway Beach, the Ramones. All right, now a lot of great tracks on this album. Of course, Sheena, a punk rocker on here, but we're not playing that one. I feel like we play it way too much. But so many good ones. Ramona, fucking Surfing Bird. The Ramones version of Surfing Bird is amazing. Cretin Hop, starting off the album. I feel like that's one of the Ramones' most aggressive songs. Why don't we get to it? Here's how they start the album off. Here's Cretin Hop coming off Rocket to Russia.
Time.
Ramones, Cretin Hop, coming off Rocket to Russia. That coming in the countdown of no particular order of Andrew's favorite records. And yes, so many Ramones albums to choose from. Now this next album, this next album definitely deserves a spot in the top five. And I've always pretty much given it a top five spot for the simple fact, I just like the fact that there's a compilation in there, because so many great tracks, so many great bands, especially when we're talking about punk rock, have only like kind of been on compilations. Sometimes you might come across that one band from like, I don't fucking know, like fucking Georgia or some shit that you've never seen, but like you bought a compilation because fucking Blank 77 was on it, and then you find out about this awesome band from Georgia and you only have two of their tracks, but they're kick-ass. So I always like including a compilation album, and of course I'm giving it to the Pogo Attack, which is all, you know, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and one Pennsylvania band. All of them Northeast, baby, where the punk rock really is at, especially in the early 90s. But what's going to be hard is, being that this is a compilation, I don't know what goddamn bands I want to play. And on top of that, I feel like, all right, well, first of all, there are a couple bands on here. Goddamn, there are plenty of bands on here that I actually have in the rest of my top 10. So we're not going to play any of those three bands. One of them is Blank 77. We've already played them. Two more to come are also on this album, so we won't play them. So I guess I'm thinking we'll play a track from The Pissed, and we'll play a track from either The Bristles or Dysfunctional Youth. I feel like we play The Bristles on here a whole hell of a lot, so maybe we'll do a track with Dysfunctional Youth. But yeah, so the bands on here, The Bristles, The Casualties, The Wretched Ones, Vomit Punks, 86, Banner of Hope, The Pissed, Blank 77, Dysfunctional Youth, Mankind, Distraught, and Os Rotten. So why don't we play, what bands did I say I was going to play? We're going to play Dysfunctional Youth first, coming off the Pogo Attack. All right, we're going to get to the second track coming off the Pogo Attack. Here is The Pissed with I Hate Music.
I hate music, I hate what it's become. The money making scams of greedy corporations. Devoid of emotion, sterile and corrupt. Marketing over integrity, you fill me with disgust. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, those greedy motherfuckers. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, music out.
turn the executive's scheme. You supply the energy to power their machine, while legal massaging magazines make them think you're God. But I'm a fucking atheist, you're just a sellout snob. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, don't believe the corporate lies. I hate music, I hate music, I hate music, DIY or die. All the major labels don't want to see truly independent bands around. Bands who don't want their money or their fame, their slick promotions or their corporate games. We never needed them, we never will, we can do it ourselves. I hate music, I hate what it's become. The money-making scares of greedy corporations. Take your business elsewhere or we'll throw you out the door. We're just a band doing it ourselves, not corporate rock stars.
The Pissed, coming off the Pogo Attack on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, yes, so the Pogo Attack closing up the top five. And yeah, we're timing this good. We're at 33 minutes. We got five more albums to go, playing two tracks off every album. Now, I know another one, you motherfuckers, we're probably waiting to have on here. Now let's realize something, right? I am 32 years old, right? So right as I was like really getting into punk rock is when like Blank 77 was coming to their little stop, their little hiatus. So the first like new album that I ever got while it was like new and like came out then was Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, starting them off young. And that's where we're going next. Here's Permanent Binge. Mike Blanks and the Stag, coming off, starting them off, then. That was Permanent Binge. Let's get to the first track on the album, Not Gonna Let Him. We'll be right back. All right, that was Mike Blanks and the Stabs with Not Gonna Let 'Em. Now, I guess we're up to number seven. Now, I do consider, like, of course, we all know this, Blanks to be, like, my favorite band. However, I was into the Casualties before I was into Blanks. I did not know who Blanks was, and the first real underground punk band I came across was the Casualties and their giant fucking mohawks. So, legit, I don't like to consider albums where it's like a best of or a early years type thing an actual record, because it's not an LP. But I don't give a fuck. If we're going to be picky and say we can't put that, then I'll just consider the 40-ounce Casualty 7-inch as the one, because I got to play Destruction and Hate. The first time I heard this song, right, I was, this is awesome. I love the lyrics. I love the long-ass bass intro. Are you kidding me? So this is coming off the early years, 90 to 95, the Casualties, and it's originally off the first 7-inch fucking 40-ounce Casualty, which I also have a tattoo of. Here is Destruction and Hate. Bedlam. Ugly bastard, not so much.
Ugly bastard!
Watch it all, judgment fall!
ugly bastard.
Yeah, you did not want to bleed.
Ugly bastard, we're fucking ugly.
I say it once again. Oh, that's ugly, go insane. We got nothing to lose. Cause we fuck, this is true.
The Casualty came off 40-ounce Casualty, also the early years, 90 to 95, but yes, I may be a bastard, but I am no ugly bastard. Definitely identify with the first song more than the second, but I still love it, still love it. I'm not conceited at all. All right, what are we up to? That was seven. All right, so today, I posted this one on Facebook today, and goddamn, is it the motherfucking truth. Now, Renee actually put like a frowny face when I posted it. Renee, if you tell me you don't like this fucking song, you're a goddamn motherfucking liar. All I'm saying, coming off, always was and always shall be, here is Gigi Allen and the Jabbers, Don't Talk to Me. Right, that was Gigi Allen and the Jabbers coming off Always Was and Always Shall Be with Don't Talk to Me. Here is the second track we're playing off this album, Cherry Love. This is going to have the long-ass intro on it, isn't it? Here's Cherry Love Affair. Oh, it doesn't have the long-ass intro.
Really keen, but I know I've seen.
All right, Gigi Allen and the Jabbers always was and always shall be the track Cherry Love Affair. They are number 8 in this non-specified order of a top 10. So that means we got two more albums to go. Now, of course, we are going to have to take it back to Jersey. Gotta take it back to Jersey. I actually wanted to start off the show with this song, but I was like, no, I'm going to go do that top 10 thing instead, and I'm going to play this one in the top 10, because this comes off one of my favorite top 10s of all time, The Wretched Ones' second full-length album. I like a lot of the second albums. Wretched Ones' second full-length album, Go to Work. Here's That's Why I Drink Beer.
Get up early every day, pressure's on right away. No time to think, I'm always late. That's the part that I really hate. Get the truck and it's out of gas. My life's just a panty ass. Problems hit me in the face. Losing in the rat race. Go to work, go to school. Be real nice, be a fool. Don't wanna live by the golden rule. Don't wanna live with a golden rule.
That's why I drink beer.
Everybody's on my back, bombarding me with facts. I know I'll never win. The bills just keep on rolling. Getting thirsty, I take a sip. Pretty soon I'll be off my ship, headed for liquor store. Real nice, be a fool. Don't wanna live by the golden rule.
That's why I drink beer.
Go to work, I go to school. Be real nice, be a fool. Don't wanna live by the golden rule.
That's why I drink beer.
All right, that was The Wretched Ones coming out of Jersey and coming off Go to Work. Now, my favorite song on this album is Bottles and Cans. God damn, do I love that song. But we played it in the last show, and I play it all the time, so I'm not going to play it. We are going to play one of their, probably their only funny song, and it is quite funny. I like it. Here is The Wretched Ones coming off Go to Work with Take Us to Your Leader.
We were riding in our van down Highway 21, feeling oh so happy and only out for fun. Suddenly upon us a white blinding light. We stood still, paralyzed on that fateful night. Our van had been before us, stood so purple then.
Take us to your leader, take us to your leader, take us to your leader. nailed the six pack and then he ate his hand. That's my favorite part. Take us to your leader. Take us to your beer. The Wretched Ones coming off Go to Work. That is the holding the ninth spot of this no particular order favorites of Andrew. But yeah, let's recap the list because guess what? We're up to that 10th spot, which means it's time to get the fuck out of here. Now, I'm going to do this from memory, and it shouldn't be all that fucking hard. In order that I played them. Okay, it would be Johnny Thunders, Like a Motherfucker, fucking The Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty, Blank 77, Tanked, and Pogoed, The Ramones, Rocket to Russia, The Pogo Attack compilation, The Stabs, Starting Them Off Young, The Casualties, 40-ounce Casualties, or 90 to 95, whichever, and GG Always Was and Shall Be, and then we just played The Wretched Ones, Go to Work. Now, the number 10 spot, I like to remind people, I love, of course, you know, I do this show. I love music. I love records. Kind of a nerd with it sometimes. I love trashy, dirty, grimy punk rock. You know what I'm saying? But we also got a segment on here that we call the Pogo City.
Wild Card Bitches! What's here?
And you goddamn right. The RZA, the Jizza, the Ghostface Killer. Of course they're on my fucking countdown. Here's the Wu-Tang Clan with Cream. Suck a dick, bitch.
That nigga one guy. Word up. Look out for the cops though.
Cash food.
Word up. 2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Them niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash food's everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash food's everything around me. Cream get the money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. Up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young dude, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Shaking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, respect my nigga to check notch. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I beat back the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream, which fail. I went to jail at the 15, a young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not. The court played me short, now I face incarceration, pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough, but as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I escape from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stink up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks. And stray shots, all on the block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof. To kick the truth to the young black youth. We shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted. That what? The life is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me.
Niggas got to get the money. Dollar
dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream get the money. Dollar dollar bill, yo.
right, that was the Wu-Tang Clan. 36 chambers, enter the Wu. Coming in at number 10. We're getting the fuck out of here. It's a punk show, but it's my top 10 albums, bitches. Deal with it. Deal with it. What's more punk rock than that, right? Telling you to go fuck yourself if you don't like it, right? Right. We have Blanks on here. We have the Casualties, the Wretched Ones, the Ramones, the Dead Boys. Thunders, of course. Don't be closed-minded, though. You know what I'm saying? The Woo! We're out of here, bitches. Go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio for more.
Yeah. Party's over.